Chapter 21, An Incident by the Lake. During one of David's shifts, he had to investigate a mysterious case by the lake. He immediately noticed that the circumstances of the case were strange. That is why David called Robert and asked him to go with him. Robert agreed. A very upset man was waiting for them near the lake. He explained that he and his wife went boating on the lake. Suddenly, his wife fell overboard and drowned. I called the police immediately, he said. He was so upset that he could hardly stand on his feet. He took a gulp of brandy from a flask in order to come to senses. She drowned, and you called us immediately? David asked. Yes, that's how it was, the man said. And you did not even try to rescue her? David asked. I cannot swim, the man said, and began to cry. His grief seemed sincere. David looked doubtfully at the boat and at the lake. It was not too deep, though. It was deep enough to drown. It is very strange that she fell overboard, Robert said. Tell us in detail how this happened. The man shrugged his shoulders. I do not know. I was rowing, and she fell overboard and drowned. It's so awful, he said, and began crying again. At this moment, the man's phone rang. The unhappy man looked for it in all his pockets for a long time and could not remember where it was. Finally, he found it and stared at the screen with a dull expression. Robert came closer to see who it was. His wife was calling. David took his phone and said that he would answer. The man was completely confused. David introduced himself and asked who was calling. Oh, God, the woman on the phone cried. I am Alex's wife. So are you from the police? What happened to him? Is he alive? Yes, he's alive, David said. But he is not sure about you. What do you mean? The woman was surprised. I do not understand you. Alex left this afternoon. He said that he would go boating on the lake. It's night already, and he's not home yet. I began to worry already. So what happened to him? She asked. It seems that his boating trip went well, David said, looking at the man. He took a gulp of brandy from a flask again. David suddenly realized that this Alex could hardly stand, not because of grief. He was just blind drunk. David could only wonder how they hadn't noticed it at the beginning. Please send him home, the woman asked. Alcoholism and an unnecessary call for the police. I'm afraid that we have to put him in a cell for now. David said.